News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The announcement of government formation in Maharashtra is likely to be made in Mumbai tomorrow, sources say. After a meeting between the Congress and the Nationalist Congress Party concluded in Mumbai on Wednesday, sources said that leaders of both the parties will meet again in the national capital today, after which they will fly to Mumbai to hold talks with the Shiv Sena. The three parties are likely to announce the formation of government in Maharashtra tomorrow. The deal to form the government has been finalized on a 50-50 formula, the sources said, adding that the chief minister's post is likely to be shared between candidates of two parties for 2.5 years each, though it is yet to be decided who will be the chief minister for the first 2.5 years. Some sources said that the first half of the tenure may be headed by an NCP chief minister, which is likely to be either party supremo Sharad Pawar or his daughter Supriya Sule. And in the biggest privatization drive, the Union Cabinet on Wednesday approved sale of the government stake in blue-chip oil firm Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, Shipping Corporation of India and Onland Cargo Mover Container Corporation of India, as well as decided to cut shareholding in select public sector firms below 51% to boost revenue collections that have been hit by a slowing economy. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved sale of the government's entire 53.29% stake, along with the transfer of management control in the country's second biggest state-owned refiner, BPCL, after removing the Numaligarh refinery in Assam from its fold, said Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman at a press conference. It also approved the sale of 53.75% of the government holding of 63.75% stake in SCI and 30.9% stake in Concor. The government currently holds 54.80% in the latter. Besides, the government will sell its entire holding in THDC India and Northeastern Electric Power Corporation Limited to state power generator NTPC Limited, she said. In a parallel move, the cabinet has approved reducing the government's stake in select PSUs such as Indian Oil Corporation to below 51% while continuing to retain management control. The management control will continue to be retained with the government after considering equity held by other state-run companies in the divested firm. The government currently holds 51.5% in IOC and another 25.9% through state-owned Life Insurance Corporation and Explorers Oil and Natural Gas Corporation and Oil India Limited, and the government can potentially sell 26.4% for about ₹33,000 crore. Sitharaman said the Numaligarh refinery will be handed over to the public sector oil company to allay concerns of the Northeast over the privatization move. And air quality in the national capital entered the very poor category on Wednesday and is likely to turn severe over the next 2 days due to prevailing calm winds and increased incidence of farm fires, officials said. The national capital's air quality index was 301 at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, up from 242 at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, according to the Central Pollution Control Board. With an AQI of 366, Ghaziabad was the most polluted in the country on Wednesday, the CPCB data revealed. Greater Noida at 340 and Noida at 320 also recorded their AQI in the very poor category. An AQI between 201 and 300 is considered poor, 301 to 400 very poor, and 401 to 500 is severe. The government's air quality monitoring and forecasting service, SAFAR, said the air quality in Delhi may enter the severe category in some parts of the city by Friday. It will be mainly due to two factors. Calm surface winds in Delhi are likely to prevent dispersion of pollutants, and the fire count has increased significantly to around 1,000 as compared to last week. However, the direction of transport level will continue to fluctuate between easterly to northerly and may not bring significant farm fire plume to Delhi today. The smoke from stubble burning accounted for 14% of Delhi pollution on Wednesday. It is likely to dip to 7%. Weather experts said a fresh western disturbance is expected to increase the wind speed and improve ventilation, which will help bring down pollution levels. Britain's Prince Andrew stepped down from public duties on Wednesday, saying the controversy surrounding his ill-judged association with late US financier Jeffrey Epstein had caused major disruption to the royal family's work. Andrew, Queen Elizabeth II's son, denies an allegation that he had sex with a 17-year-old girl procured for him by his friend Epstein, who killed himself in a U.S. prison while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. The scandal has escalated since Andrew's rambling explanations in a disastrous TV interview aired last week left many viewers incredulous, and his apparent lack of compassion for Epstein's victims drew widespread condemnation. In a statement issued by Buckingham Palace, Andrew said the scrutiny had become a major disruption to the work of the royal family and the charities associated with him. "Therefore, I have asked Her Majesty if I may step back from public duties for the foreseeable future, and she has given her permission," he said. "Of course, I am willing to help any appropriate law enforcement agency with their investigations if required." Andrew's conduct has spilled over into a political debate ahead of the December 12 national election. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said there were questions to be answered, although Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the monarchy was beyond reproach. "I continue to unequivocally regret my ill-judged association with Jeffrey Epstein," Andrew said. "His suicide has left many unanswered questions, particularly for his victims, and I deeply sympathize with everyone who has been affected and wants some form of closure." And pop newcomers Lizzo, Billie Eilish and country rapper Lil Nas X dominated Grammy nominations on Wednesday in a list for the highest awards in the music industry that favored diversity and women over established stars like Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran. Lizzo, the body positive Truth Hurts and Juice singer, scored a leading 8 nods, including in the top categories of Album and Record of the Year and Best New Artist. "Thank you," tweeted Lizzo. "This has been an incredible year for music, and I'm just so thankful to even be a part of it." Eilish, the 17-year-old Los Angeles bad guy alt-pop sensation, got 6 nods, along with black gay country rapper Lil Nas X, whose catchy Old Town Road with Billy Ray Cyrus topped the Billboard singles charts for a record 19 weeks this year. The trio will compete in the Album of the Year race with indie band Bon Iver, pop rocker Lana Del Rey, pop singer Ariana Grande, rockers Vampire Weekend, and R&B artist Her. Grande got 5 nominations, including for her hit 7 Rings, while Beyoncé scored 4, mostly for the songs she wrote for the new version of the animated film The Lion King and for the homecoming concert film of her 2018 Coachella show. 5 of the 8 Album of the Year nominees were women, and 4 female artists will compete for Record of the Year, injecting new life into the Grammy Awards, which has a tradition of rewarding the same artists. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.